Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about the BBC. So maybe it is lack of honesty, a lack of transparency, but there has been a lot of talk lately, and allegations as well as now substantiated information that the BBC, and specifically BBC Arabic, has minimized Israeli suffering, amplified Hamas's narratives during the Gaza war. Now, we've known this because as consumers or as critical consumers of news, we've kept a very, very close eye on this. We don't need to be told that the BBC is biased, but maybe other people do, and they do, because it is deeply problematic. Let's talk this morning to somebody who is following this very, very closely, Hadar Sella, BBC specialist at Camera. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. The allegations that the BBC Arabic minimized Israeli suffering to paint Israel as the aggressor, is that would you say the most significant finding that has come to light?
Yes, this is indeed quite the story. Some very, very interesting revelations. And of course, what's particularly interesting is that it doesn't come from people like you and me, outside observers, but it actually comes from somebody who was inside the system and was very obviously very perturbed by the fact that nobody would listen to the criticism that he gave, even though he'd specifically been brought in to give criticism and to advise one of the BBC's committees. So it's definitely a very big story indeed.
What are the most significant revelations that's come out?
It's actually divided into the report on Mr. Prescott's findings. It was divided into three parts. It was reported by The Telegraph, the British newspaper, The Telegraph. One part relates to doctoring of a video of Donald Trump giving a speech. Mm. One part relates to the BBC's, that this was published yesterday, the BBC's portrayal of the whole issue of trans people and the problems that they've been in the UK with men identifying as women, going into women's changing rooms and things like that. And one of them, one part of the report relates to the BBC, and specifically the BBC's coverage of the war that began in October 2023. And there's a lot of criticism there of BBC Arabic, including its use of journalists, not BBC employed journalists, but journalists who are present on the ground, who have a long history, even predating the war, of posting anti-Semitic things on social media. Now, I'm sure you know the BBC has been claiming that it's been very difficult for it to report accurately because Israel won't allow BBC and other foreign journalists into the Gaza Strip, and so they've had to rely on what they've been calling trusted local journalists. But, you know, it's really obvious. It's been obvious for a long time. My colleagues at BBC Arabic have flagged up some of these social media posts for well over a year, if not 2 years. And it's very obvious that due process, any real checking of the background of these people just wasn't done.
It's absolutely remarkable. Does it have a greater significance that BBC is funded by the public? In other words, can BBC...
Sorry?
Does it make a difference? Can BBC be held to a different standard or accountability because it is funded by the British public?
The BBC has very, very clear editorial guidelines, first of all, mm-hmm. On the topics including accuracy and impartiality. But beyond that, the BBC functions because it gets... Every 10 years, it's given a royal charter. And that's its raison d'être, if you like. That's its founding document. And the royal charter specifically sets out what the BBC has to do. And one of the things that the BBC has to do, according to its founding charter, is to supply its audiences with accurate and impartial news that makes them better informed citizens, so that they can participate in debates and understand the news as it really is. And according to this report by Mr. Prescott, the BBC has actually been hiding information from its funding public, or distorting information in order to create specific narratives. And that clearly does not align with the obligations of the BBC set out in the charter.
So what is likely to happen now? Because this is, because it came from the Telegraph, it enters the public domain in a different way to if we talk about it, if you talk about it. It becomes more difficult to ignore. What happens now?
Well, that's a very good question. I honestly have no idea. I know that the British government department, which is responsible, which oversees a little bit the BBC, the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, the very evening this whole story came out, they already sent a letter to the BBC demanding answers. I know that Ofcom last night sent a letter to the BBC stating that they want an investigation. Now the question is it going to be an internal investigation or an independent investigation? Because we've had internal investigations in the past, and it's basically, I mean, we've talked about this in the past, haven't you and I? It's basically the BBC marking its own homework.
Exactly.
So the question here is, this is a much bigger story than anything in the past, and the question here is how the government and Ofcom, which is responsible for all broadcasting in the UK, how they are going to relate to it and what they are going to demand from the BBC. So at the moment, I really can't tell you what's going to happen. I don't think anybody has any idea at the moment.
You know, it's interesting because the story that impacted me the most, maybe because I wasn't as knowledgeable about it, I don't follow it as closely, was the doctored video about Donald Trump, where just to explain to listeners, they took two parts of a video where he was speaking, and in fact, two parts were about 5 or 6 minutes apart, and they conflated it to create the impression that Donald Trump was demanding that his followers basically go down to the Capitol and do all sorts of damage, and it impacted me greatly. That I was quite horrified when I saw that video. And to see it now, a couple of years later, that in fact what I had seen wasn't true, was really, really astounding, because I was manipulated by that.
Absolutely. And I think that's just one, it's a very striking example, but it's just one example of how the BBC tries to create and promote narratives. You know, another example, so this is something I've been working on very, very intensely in the past 2 years, is this whole genocide narrative.
Yes.
The narrative,
yes,
that Israel's committing genocide in the Gaza Strip. And in April 20, the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, produced a ruling in January 2024, and in 4 months later, in April 2024, the BBC interviewed the former head of the court, Joan Donoghue, and she actually said in that interview something along the lines of, "I'm really glad to have this opportunity to correct the wrong impression that we said that there was a genocide going on in the Gaza Strip." And it took the BBC between April, between the time they broadcast that interview, and between December 2024, I can't tell you how many corrections I got from the BBC, Howard, because they were still continuing to promote that narrative, even though they'd actually interviewed the head of the court who told them it wasn't
unbelievable.
True.
Just a final question for you. We do need to leave it, but Mark are asking something quite relevant. Who runs the BBC? Who calls the shots? In other words, where does the buck stop?
That's also a good question. I mean, obviously the buck stops with the head of the BBC at the moment, with the Director General. But it's such a big and complex organization that that's actually a very good question, because you know, it's at all levels. I think the problems are at all levels. They're not just at the top, which you could say the people at the top should be doing their job better and they should have more control of what's happening. But it's also on lower levels and the culture that has grown. And I think we've seen this over the years, the culture that has grown of basically creating narratives and broadcasting things that are supposed to be news, but they're actually designed to make people think in a certain way about a certain story.
Absolutely. Just keep doing the good work that you're doing, and we'll keep following the story. Hadar Sela, BBC specialist.
Thank you, Howard. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to chat to you.